stop for just a minute. Pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. It's just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little. That's all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so. Whether or not you're aware of it, it's simply a matter of taking you someplace your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times. Perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Remember, trance is just a state of deep relaxation, that you don't have to enter trance too quickly. I'm not suggesting you enter trance too quickly. It's a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something and making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. Just a very relaxed state. In fact, you may already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. It's very easy just to let yourself go. Just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting and not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen. And it's going to let it happen, even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on. You'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself, every so often, doing things I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find there's things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax just by listening to me. It's a little harder for your arms and legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice, just simply listening to my voice. That's all you have to think, although every so often you may find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more. Completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem any way to get around this. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you want to do, parts of you relax a little more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. You may not even have thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting in your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start, because you can't seem to stop yourself. Then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you're going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how you started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice. And you are focusing on it more and more, and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to your voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important. As my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is easy to just keep listening. To just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening. But you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say. And you want, deep down, to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed. As your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you're totally focused on it, totally focused upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you'll reach that place, you'll find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you can't stop escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1. And when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state, from which it will not return to consciousness quickly and easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more from the world with every word, so that you are always listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words, my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away, more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice, as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away, further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. It is time now, time for a change in your body. You are going to begin discovering that you want to. From now on, you will have lucid, erotic dreams. As soon as you begin to dream, you will notice immediately. Gain control of that dream. You will realize that you are dreaming. You are setting aside that part of your mind that can control dreams, and is now given the task to always controlling your lucid, erotic, black and white dreams. To always realize you are dreaming as soon as you begin dreaming now, and to take complete control. You will have total control. Once you begin dreaming, you will begin dreaming lucidly, entirely erotically, which means you will be aware you are dreaming. You are aware you are part of that erotic, lucid dream, and you are able to control it, changing any portion of it to the black man or white woman. Black man on your wife, black man on your girlfriend, or maybe an ex, a lady friend, or maybe a white celebrity on a black man or black men, fucking any combination of your fantasies, any combination of the women that you want to see with any combination of the black men. Any combination at all that you desire. And if you are a woman, then you can imagine any combination fucking you in any combination. Or as a woman, you may want to see your husband whilst you're fucking black men. Maybe you want to see your husband do other things as part of your fantasy, and that is entirely up to you. Everything and anything is possible in your lucid, erotic, interracial, black on white dream now. That's right. This will be, always be, the theme of your lucid erotic dreams. To see big black niggers with your wife, in your wife. Big black niggers with your girlfriend, in your girlfriend. Big black niggers with a white lady friend, or a celebrity, is the theme of your lucid dreams, more and more. Seeing lucidly a strong, powerful, athletic nigger, his big black cock and giant black balls, fucking, slamming your wife, girlfriend, lady friend, ex, celebrity, over and over, more and more, tearing it up, savagely, starkly, uncontrollably, using openly, orgasmically, primal, raw, and powerfully primary, instinctually, insistently, and concentratedly controlling your wife, girlfriend, with his powerful, primal, black, bullish, animal attitude. As you notice, the big black guy, with his big black thick dick, fucking deeply and more completely than it was ever possible for you. Now, remembering this, fucking deeply and more completely than it will ever be possible for you to do. And for you, he will outperform anything you've known, anything you can conceive, and know he is far more capable, copulating, more able than you can ever be with your wife, your girlfriend, your lady friend, your ex, a celebrity. And this is becoming stronger, strengthening in your thoughts and in your fantasies. And maybe you are a woman, knowing that he will fuck you harder, longer, deeper, fulfilling you more completely, consistently, to coupled completions, time and time again. Compared with a white husband, a white boyfriend. Now you can know this, and hold it deep right next to where you keep the very deepest truths about yourself. That safe place, deep down inside, where you can experience it, a special place where it's reinforced with every beat of your heart, every breath you take. His large, thick, black cock looking complete in you, your wife, your girlfriend, cunt, in you for black dick to screw. You can taste and smell his raw power. His balls, feel them. Smell his body, his power, his cock. Feel his powerful cock. Taste. You can taste your wife's pussy juice. Flavor. Your girlfriend's taste. And maybe you can mix it with new flavors. The flavors of mixed juice inside your wife, your girlfriend, and strongly taste and smell the desire more and more. The more that you dream lucidly with this black on white theme, the more control you will gain over this lucid dream, to do what you want. To be told by the black man, black men, and your wife, your girlfriend, what to do, and to obey those commands that you know now are really the commands you are giving yourself without any outside help. Because you are the only one dreaming lucidly, and by now have complete control over the way your lucid dream goes and is going. The more you dream lucidly with the black on white theme, the more power you will gain over these lucid dreams, a willing participant in a dream of your own making. And you will notice immediately when you are in the lucid dream state, with a recognized sound of a snap of your fingers, and with the sound coming from inside your head. You will turn like a switch on, awakening your mind inside the start of your lucid erotic dream, and open up this new world of becoming awake and coming awake inside that dream. I'm writing the script, directing the action, participating as and how you want to be told more and more. These lucid erotic dreams with black on white theme will become more lucid and controllable more and more. You will hear, feel, taste more and visualize more clearly. And in deep, rich, vivid color, always with you aware of the dream, and aware of the big, black, powerful black man, black men, fucking your wife, fucking your girlfriend, in all their holes, her holes, with big, thick, black cocks. And you'll hear more, and taste more, and visualize more, and feel more, and smell more of this erotic, sexual, powerful union. Remembering this most powerful of any possible unions, this fucking a black man on white woman, black man on your wife, black man on your girlfriend. Now, you can know this. You will remember them during fully awake states and be able to recount, remembering all the details of desire, of your desire, every interracial lucid dream you will take and embed into your deepest core, where you hold your beliefs, your fantasies, where everything is possible to modify your beliefs, to achieve your desire of the big black powerful black man, black men, fucking your wife, your girlfriend, in all her holes, more and more aware, and more aware of these lucid dreams, a black and white erotic theme, remembering to taste all the things you want to taste, to feel all the things you want to feel, to smell all the things you want to smell, and to visualize and to bring about the most lucid, erotic, interracial, black and white dreams. You can do this now, remembering using all your senses to indulge yourself in this lucid, erotic, interracial, black on white, lucid, erotic dream. Now, remember this. Remember this. Remembering this. Now. And as I count from 5 to 1, you can now become more awake, remembering to start tonight inside this lucid themed dream. 5, 4, notice the black and white dream that's starting tonight. 3, notice now the black and white theme. 2, tonight, notice now the black and white lucid dream. 1, wake now. And if necessary and safe, now go back to sleep and start that interracial, erotic, lucid dream now. You can. That's right. Safe to sleep. If it is safe to sleep. Dream. Sleep. Lucid. Erotic. Big, thick, black, dicked. Black men. Or white women. Dreams. Now. When you're ready, and your eyes are closed.